Australia's political fate is now in the hands of 13.5 million voters. Recent opinion polls have consistently put Labour ahead of John Howard's Conservative coalition government. One prominent newspaper says Howard needs a miracle to win. Mr. Howard became Prime Minister in 1996 and has overseen a period of unprecedented economic growth. His government has forged closer trade ties with the United States as well as China and Japan. Unemployment is at a 30-year low. 68-year-old John Howard has campaigned strongly on the strength of the economy and firmly believes he can win another term in office, despite what the opinion polls say.
They couldn't be more wrong. My heart is in getting the coalition across the line. To those people who are still undecided, if you think the country is heading in the right direction, then you shouldn't change the government.
Climate change, education and healthcare are crucial election issues. Both parties have promised multi-billion dollar tax cuts, and in many areas, there's little to choose between Labour and Mr. Howard's Conservatives. Labour's Kevin Rudd, however, has promised to immediately sign the Kyoto Protocol on climate change, which the Howard government has refused to do, claiming it would damage Australia's economy. Labour has also pledged to withdraw Australian troops from Iraq, whereas Mr. Howard says the soldiers will stay indefinitely. Both sides of the political divide support Australia's involvement in the US-led campaign in Afghanistan. Rudd, a 50-year-old former diplomat, describes himself as an economic conservative to appeal to voters struggling with mortgages after a series of interest rate rises. The Labour leader says it's time for change.
After 11 years, Mr. Howard has lost touch with working families. He's become so used to being in office that he no longer understands what fairness actually means. After 11 years, Mr. Howard has become stuck in the past.
Labour needs 16 additional seats in the 150-member House of Representatives to win the election. Australians will also cast ballots for the Senate, the upper house of Parliament. Voting in Australia is compulsory, and the results of the election are expected late Saturday. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.